3. General Studies.
Okay, pay close attention, please. I'm going to tell you what courses you need to take to graduate. Take careful notes. Each undergraduate can make his or her own curriculum. This means you can choose which classes you want to take, but we want to make sure you get a good general education, so your curriculum must include the following. First, you'll need 6 hours of composition. Those can be basic writing classes in the English department. You will also need 6 credit hours in 300 and 400 level courses that require some kind of written project. These courses will usually require you to write at least 2 lengthy papers. They will have a W next to them in your student catalogs. So those were the English requirements. Next, I'll go over the general humanities requirements. First, there is a foreign language requirement, so you'll need 6 hours of a foreign language or 6 hours of computer courses. Learning a computer language can count as a foreign language. Both the foreign language and computer courses require a grade of C or higher for credit toward graduation. Also, in the humanities, you'll need 12 hours of literature or fine arts. And on top of those 12 hours, you'll need 12 hours in history or social science courses. I haven't said anything yet about math or science. You're all required to have some of those credits, too. All graduates are required to take 6 hours in the natural sciences, like chemistry or biology, plus 3 hours in math. And that math requirement could be business math or other courses like that. If you add up all those credits, you'll see that you still have quite a few credit hours needed for graduation. Those extra credit hours can be electives, so you can choose just about anything from phys ed to music to fill in the remaining credits. Now, questions?
I took 3 years of Spanish in high school. Do I have to take 2 semesters of Spanish here?
No. You can take a test, and the foreign language advisors will assign you to a class based on your score. If you're placed into the Spanish 103 class or the Spanish 201 class, you will only have to take 1 semester.
Number 1. How many hours of mathematics courses do students need? Number 2. By which method does the professor explain graduation requirements? Number 3. Why must the students fulfill the requirements the professor mentions? Number 4. To what group of people was this talk most likely given? Number 5. The instructor explains a sequence of graduation requirements. Summarize the information by putting the requirements in the order he mentions them. Number 6. What does the speaker mean when he says this?
Take careful notes.